Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1. Вы 2 раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и местами, где они происходят. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующее место действия, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое место действия из списка 1-5 только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее место действия. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Mum, it's time to go. I don't want to be late.
We still have plenty of time.
But we need to be in school early today. We're going to the Science Museum.
Fine. Then I'll make you a big packed lunch.
There's no time to make lunch. I'll take a chocolate bar from the fridge.
Okay, but you have to finish your breakfast.
Dialogue B.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Which way is the Science Museum? Is it far?
No, not really. It's about 5 minutes' walk. Go along this road as far as the traffic lights.
Right.
Cross the road there, and after you pass a takeaway cafe, turn left, you'll see the Science Museum building.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Dialogue C.
Excuse me, you're not allowed to take pictures here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. I just wanted to show these gorgeous statues to my friends.
Sorry. But you can't. It's against the rules.
Well, okay.
But you can buy reproductions in our shop downstairs. There are also books and leaflets about most of the exhibits we have here.
Dialogue D.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi. There's no school today. And I need a present for my classmate.
Have you found anything?
Well, I can't choose between these 2 books. This one is about scientific discoveries of the 20th century. And this one is about the world's unusual museums.
I would take the book about science.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will listen to the dialogues again.
Dialogue A.
Mum, it's time to go. I don't want to be late.
We still have plenty of time.
But we need to be in school early today. We're going to the Science Museum.
Fine. Then I'll make you a big packed lunch.
There's no time to make lunch. I'll take a chocolate bar from the fridge.
Okay, but you have to finish your breakfast.
Dialogue B.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Which way is the Science Museum? Is it far?
No, not really. It's about 5 minutes' walk. Go along this road as far as the traffic lights.
Right.
Cross the road there, and after you pass a takeaway cafe, turn left, you'll see the Science Museum building.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Dialogue C.
Excuse me, you're not allowed to take pictures here.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know. I just wanted to show these gorgeous statues to my friends.
Sorry, but you can't. It's against the rules.
Well, okay.
But you can buy reproductions in our shop downstairs. There are also books and leaflets about most of the exhibits we have here.
Dialogue D.
Hi, what are you doing here?
Oh, hi. There's no school today, and I need a present for my classmate.
Have you found anything?
Well, I can't choose between these two books. This one is about scientific discoveries of the 20th century, and this one is about the world's unusual museums.
I would take the book about science.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Often people think that it's very easy to make a film. They think that all the people involved are just having fun. In fact, it's a very hard job. Actors often have to work long hours. Depending on the plot of the film, they have to swim in icy water, ride camels in the hot desert, parachute, and dive. Actors have to spend lots of time travelling, so they can't enjoy a quiet family life and don't communicate enough with their children.
Speaker B.
I had no idea about how films are made till last month. We got a home assignment to make a documentary about our school. The class has been divided into teams. Each will cover a different aspect of school life they are passionate about. Later, the segments will be edited together to make one film. We've been lucky and have sport as our topic. Next week, we're going to interview some students, teachers and parents.
Speaker C. When I was in high school, the movie Just My Luck was shot in my town, at my school in the summer. It's a romantic comedy. It was really fun. The streets were blocked off and there were dressing room trailers and cameras everywhere. My friends and I appeared in lots of crowd scenes. It was great to feel like real actors and see how filming works from the inside. I still love watching it and seeing so many of us from school. Speaker D.
I think that most people go to the cinema to relax and enjoy themselves. That's why I prefer the film to finish on an optimistic note. I don't want to be left in fear and despair. People often lack positive emotions in real life, so films can make up for it. The plot of my favourite films is always the same. The characters cope with lots of difficulties and dangers and meet up happily at the end of the film.
Speaker E. Most films we watch at my school are for learning purposes. We watch films adapted from books after reading those books, or documentaries on science topics. In foreign language classes, we often watch serials. They are shorter, they let us come back to the characters again and again, and we can predict what will happen to them next. They often reflect real life, which means the people in them use real language and grammar. You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A. Often people think that it's very easy to make a film. They think that all the people involved are just having fun. In fact, it's a very hard job. Actors often have to work long hours. Depending on the plot of the film, they have to swim in icy water, ride camels in the hot desert, parachute, and dive. Actors have to spend lots of time travelling, so they can't enjoy a quiet family life and don't communicate enough with their children. Speaker B.
I had no idea about how films are made till last month. We got a home assignment to make a documentary about our school. The class has been divided into teams. Each will cover a different aspect of school life they are passionate about. Later, the segments will be edited together to make one film. We've been lucky and have sport as our topic. Next week, we're going to interview some students, teachers and parents.
Speaker C. When I was in high school, the movie Just My Luck was shot in my town, at my school in the summer. It's a romantic comedy. It was really fun. The streets were blocked off and there were dressing room trailers and cameras everywhere. My friends and I appeared in lots of crowd scenes. It was great to feel like real actors and see how filming works from the inside. I still love watching it and seeing so many of us from school. Speaker D.
I think that most people go to the cinema to relax and enjoy themselves. That's why I prefer the film to finish on an optimistic note. I don't want to be left in fear and despair. People often lack positive emotions in real life, so films can make up for it. The plot of my favourite films is always the same. The characters cope with lots of difficulties and dangers and meet up happily at the end of the film.
Speaker E. Most films we watch at my school are for learning purposes. We watch films adapted from books after reading those books, or documentaries on science topics. In foreign language classes, we often watch serials. They are shorter, they let us come back to the characters again and again, and we can predict what will happen to them next. They often reflect real life, which means the people in them use real language and grammar. This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор студента языковой школы и хозяйки дома, в котором он живет. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Max. I didn't expect you back from school so early.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Green.
How was your first day? Did you like your new classmates?
Oh, yes. They're all very nice. There are 10 of us in the group. 5 students are from Japan, 3 from France, 1 girl is from Germany, and I'm from Poland. It's quite a multinational class.
Oh, it is? That's nice, isn't it?
I don't know yet, but yes, I think it's interesting, and it's a new experience for me.
And what classes did you have?
We only had 2 classes today. When we arrived, it took some time to get us introduced to each other, and our teacher told us about the school.
Yes, naturally.
Then we had a class of conversational English, that is, spoken English, which was okay, and then a class of general grammar.
I hope it wasn't too boring.
Oh no, I never thought grammar could be so exciting. Our teacher presented it in a very interesting way. It was fun, and I can remember everything. Now grammar is my favourite.
You are really lucky with the teacher.
Yes, tomorrow we are having writing skills. I'm not good at writing, but if it's taught the same way, my writing will improve by the end of the course.
It'll definitely improve. It's what you are here for, isn't it? To improve your language skills.
Yes, you are right. And there's one more thing I like about the school very much.
Yeah? What is it?
There's a very good gym there. I do sports regularly, and it's very important for me not to have a break.
I'm not surprised you liked the gym. It's a modern school and it's well equipped. Do they have a swimming pool, by the way?
No, they don't. They are building a tennis court, but it won't be ready before next summer.
That's a pity.
Not for me. I'm not keen on tennis, actually.
And did you enjoy their cafeteria?
Yes, we had lunch there and it was pretty good, but it definitely can't be compared with the omelettes you cook for breakfast.
It's very kind of you to say so. We often host foreign students, and it's very important for us to make them feel at home. As a host family, we sign the contract with the language school, and we provide accommodation and two meals a day, breakfast and dinner.
And both meals are superb. I'm afraid I'll put on some extra kilos before the end of my course.
Don't worry. You do lots of exercise. You walk to school for about 20 minutes, right? And 20 minutes back. Plus, the gym classes you're going to take. You burn lots of calories, really.
I hope so. I also wanted to ask you, Mrs. Green, to explain to me how the local buses operate. I want to see the city, but it's not convenient to do it on foot.
Right, it isn't. I'll give you the bus route map. It'll help you.
Oh, thanks.
And I also recommend the tourist tram.
What's that?
It's a special excursion route. Very popular with tourists. It starts from the amusement park, takes you round the historical centre of the city, and eventually brings you to the city zoo. All the seats on the tram are equipped with headphones, so that you can listen to the guide who explains what places of interest you are passing.
That's really great. I'll definitely take that excursion, one day. But this Saturday, I'll only go to the amusement park. It'll take the whole day, I think. My classmates have already been to this park and say there are lots of rides and amusements there.
Good idea.
Thanks for the information, Mrs. Green.
Oh, you're welcome.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Max. I didn't expect you back from school so early.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Green.
How was your first day? Did you like your new classmates?
Oh, yes. They're all very nice. There are 10 of us in the group. 5 students are from Japan, 3 from France, 1 girl is from Germany, and I'm from Poland. It's quite a multinational class.
Oh, it is? That's nice, isn't it?
I don't know yet, but yes, I think it's interesting, and it's a new experience for me.
And what classes did you have?
We only had 2 classes today. When we arrived, it took some time to get us introduced to each other, and our teacher told us about the school.
Yes, naturally.
Then we had a class of conversational English, that is, spoken English, which was okay, and then a class of general grammar.
I hope it wasn't too boring.
Oh no, I never thought grammar could be so exciting. Our teacher presented it in a very interesting way. It was fun, and I can remember everything. Now grammar is my favourite.
You were really lucky with the teacher.
Yes, tomorrow we are having writing skills.
I'm not good at writing, but if it's taught the same way, my writing will improve by the end of the course.
It'll definitely improve. It's what you are here for, isn't it? To improve your language skills.
Yes, you are right. And there's one more thing I like about the school very much.
Yeah? What is it?
There's a very good gym there. I do sports regularly, and it's very important for me not to have a break.
I'm not surprised you liked the gym. It's a modern school, and it's well equipped. Do they have a swimming pool, by the way?
No, they don't. They are building a tennis court, but it won't be ready before next summer.
That's a pity.
Not for me. I'm not keen on tennis, actually.
And did you enjoy their cafeteria?
Yes, we had lunch there and it was pretty good, but it definitely can't be compared with the omelettes you cook for breakfast.
It's very kind of you to say so. We often host foreign students, and it's very important for us to make them feel at home. As a host family, we sign the contract with the language school, and we provide accommodation and 2 meals a day, breakfast and dinner.
And both meals are superb. I'm afraid I'll put on some extra kilos before the end of my course.
Don't worry. You do lots of exercise. You walk to school for about 20 minutes, right? And 20 minutes back. Plus, the gym classes you're going to take. You burn lots of calories, really.
I hope so. I also wanted to ask you, Mrs. Green, to explain to me how the local buses operate. I want to see the city, but it's not convenient to do it on foot.
Right, it isn't. I'll give you the bus route map. It'll help you.
Oh, thanks.
And I also recommend the tourist tram.
What's that?
It's a special excursion route. Very popular with tourists. It starts from the amusement park, takes you round the historical centre of the city, and eventually brings you to the city zoo. All the seats on the tram are equipped with headphones, so that you can listen to the guide who explains what places of interest you are passing.
That's really great. I'll definitely take that excursion, one day. But this Saturday, I'll only go to the amusement park. It'll take the whole day, I think. My classmates have already been to this park and say there are lots of rides and amusements there.
Good idea.
Thanks for the information, Mrs. Green.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло.